Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, let's go to Israel for a moment. I mean, think about being able to take your daughter, and she's already pregnant with your grandchild, but she hasn't had that child yet, and you're going to go and show her on your own personal tour. You're going to read the Word of God, and she's going to talk to you, and you're going to talk back and forth about what's going on. Well, that's what happened with Franklin Graham and his daughter, Sissy Lynch. They went to Israel 7 days in the Holy Land. We've been showing each of these particular segments, but this segment is where they're going to where Gideon, you think about when Gideon was there and he had all these thousands of folks, and God said, you know, send them down to drink. And the ones that drink, it was 300 it ended up being, that drink a certain way, that's the ones that go with you. But they're right there by that spring when they're talking about it. Let's join Franklin and Sissy in 7 days in the Holy Land.
Sometimes in this part of the world, the most unassuming site can be a place of great significance.
In Israel, there are not a lot of places you can say this is the exact spot, but this is the exact spot where Gideon chose his men. Israel was impoverished, the Bible says, because of the Midianites and the Amalekites, and it looked absolutely hopeless. These people had no hope, none. And they cried out to God, and God heard them. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, you're a mighty warrior, and you're going to deliver Israel from the hands of the Midianites and the Amalekites. And he had about 32,000 men that came with him. And they came to these springs, but God said, that's too many men. Whoever got down on their knees and drank the water with their mouth, he sent them away. But those that took their hand and actually brought the water to their mouth, those are the ones that kept 300, brought the water to their mouth with their hand. And God said, that's enough.
Gideon didn't think he could do it because he came from the weakest and his family was the least of his tribe. But he went out in obedience.
And sometimes, you know, we think, well, we're too small. How can God use me? You'll see God work in a mighty way, just like right here with Gideon. And how God used Gideon and those 300 men to have to create a great victory for the Lord.
The Lord just asks for obedience.
He wants us to obey.
That's so awesome to be able to see that. But think about it. Gideon was thinking there's no way he could be used because he's the weakest and the least. And God was wanting to deliver a whole nation from huge captivity. I mean, you think about that. And how many today saying we got to get a bigger this and a bigger that, and we need more money and more stuff. And God said to Gideon, I got to get you smaller, and I got to get you weaker, and I got to get you lesser. Because if you deliver yourself by political means, if you deliver yourself by money, by manipulating but this or that or whatever, you're going to take credit for it. Mm. I want to deliver you, but I want the glory to do it. And so what he did was he had narrowed down to 300 men who would listen to a vision that God had given Gideon, that he was going to speak to these men and they were going to do exactly what he told them to do. Imagine that. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah.
So all we need is agreement. If we can find enough people who are hearing what the Lord is saying, walking together and being willing to blow your horn, smash your jar, and swing your spiritual word of God sword at the same time. Listen, God will deliver this nation. If he delivered Israel under the stressful reality of the Midianites, that word means stress, strife. I mean, that's where America is today, but we have to have the mindset of understanding God wants all the glory for it. I want to pray with you now. Father God, I thank you that you are a God that uses the weakest and the least. I mean, I just think of Paul when he's writing to the church of Corinth. Think of what you were when you were first called, Lord God. I know, Lord, that we can do nothing outside of you. Lord, I pray for courage in you, in our audience right now, that they would have their courage, not in themselves, not in their strength, not in their money, not by power, not by might, but by your spirit, that the courage would be in your spirit, Father God. Raise up a Gideon's army this day, Father God, that will stand and follow your plan so you could turn the enemy on themselves, Lord, and deliver this land into your hands. We just pray this in Jesus' name. And God, we ask you, Lord, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. God bless. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.